We're talking with Regan Stevens. She's from the Weatherford, Oklahoma FFA chapter. Just wrapped up the preliminary round for the prepared speech contest here in Indianapolis. Regan, tell me a little bit about your speech. You've got an interesting speech. You had a little bit of a different topic than everybody else in that preliminary round because you were talking about some specific research and cutting edge technology.
Well, my speech is about stem cell therapy in the equine industry specifically. So I did a lot of research into stem cell therapies now, and the equine industry is one of the most advanced places for stem cell therapy. So I kind of explored the different stem cell types being used, the strategies, the injuries, diseases being used to treat it. And I got interested in it when my neighbor had to have stem cell therapy on his horse, and his horse is competing at 100%. He doesn't get special treatment. And that got me kind of interested on the topic.
You're obviously very interested in the equine industry as well.
Yes, sir, I am.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, the preparation, getting ready for this type of a competition. You won at the state level. You're now here in Indianapolis. What did you have to do to be really ready to walk into that room?
Well, if you want me to start from the very beginning, before I had a speech, I can do that. Mm-hmm. So I came up with a list of topics that I had personal interest in, and then I showed them to some of my ag teachers and friends to find one that would be a good topic, and we settled with stem cells. I then did as much research as I could. I interviewed vets in the field, interviewed some stem cell researchers, horse owners, as well as finding reliable articles. And once I'd compiled all of that information, I typed it up into speech form. And with me, a lot of times, I get it all written out, and it's 5 minutes over time. So I had to go back and trim and cut. And then I just start my memorizing process. So, and it takes me about a week, honestly, if I need to get it memorized. And then every week after that is polishing and hand gestures and movement and such.
Right. Very, very methodical. Now, the Q&A is a very important part of prepared public speaking.
Yes, sir. It definitely is.
Tell me, you know, how you seem like you were very comfortable.
Yes. I really love the question part of the public speaking. I love getting to tell people about stuff that I'm passionate about. So with horses, the equine industry, I think it's important, too, that people know that stem cells aren't always what the media makes them out to be. A lot of people think that it's embryonic stem cell research, we're killing people, when there's a totally different side of it that is ethical and has quite a bit of success that they don't hear about. So it's really just the passion that really drives me to those question and answers, and I kind of see it as a challenge to learn as much as I can about my topic.
Tell me about your involvement with FFA and what FFA's done for you.
So I started... You can start 8th grade at Weatherford, and I was actually a little nervous, and I actually skipped 8th grade ag. And Mr. Major came and talked to me because I had given speeches before as a 9-year-old and got me in agriculture, got me enrolled in FFA. And FFA has really kind of shaped me into the speaker I am today. So just the amount of contests they have, the speeches, the high-quality help, too, within FFA to help you polish that speech has really helped me develop my speaking skills, and it's given me opportunities to practice them when I talk to elementary school kids about ag and different service projects related to FFA.
Any ideas out there what you want to study at the next level?
Well, I'm not entirely decided. I do know that I want to do something with horses. So we're exploring equine surgery. We're looking at equine ophthalmology, even vet ophthalmology at that, and in just a general practitioner as well. So anything, I'd love to work with horses, best case scenario.